Our second scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of John, and we're going to be in the 16th chapter. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bible, that's page 1047. I'll be reading verses 12 through 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify Me, because it is from Me that He will receive what He will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from Me what He will make known to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, today is an interesting Sunday. Not just Father's Day, it's Trinity Sunday. And as you'll notice throughout the scripture readings and the songs, we have focused on the Trinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus portrays here a very excellent example of how all three persons of the Godhead work together. You can see Jesus talking about how the Father has made everything, put everything under the authority of Jesus, and Jesus sends the Spirit of truth to help us and guide us. Now, the most important thing to know when reading the scriptures is the context in which the message was given. And this message actually backs up into chapter 15. We all know that the chapter breaks and the verses numbers, they weren't there originally. You didn't have the Gospels writing out and, oh, this is going to be chapter 16. And no, all the numbers were put in there later for us to have a better handle on things and organize in our own heads. So the context actually backs up into chapter 15, and Jesus is preparing His disciples for what is to come. He's giving them warnings about what they're going to receive from those around them, the hardships that they're going to endure. And in chapter 15, starting in verse 18, it says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated Me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words I have spoken to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted Me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed My teaching, then they will obey yours also. They will treat you in this way because of My name, for they do not know the One who sent Me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for the sin. Who hates Me hates My Father as well." And it goes on into, skip down to verse 26. He says, "When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about Me. And you also must testify, for you have been with Me from the beginning." So you see, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, has a very important job. And He, you see, as John speaks, he's talking about a person, not just an ethereal spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Because You have the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. One essence, three persons. Just need to make that point, because some people get to thinking, oh, the Spirit is just the Spirit of the Father, but it's a separate person, Holy Trinity. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he will testify about Jesus Christ. And he says this multiple times, and he will teach us what Jesus has given to him. And what Jesus has, the Father has given to him. So you have the Holy Trinity all wrapped up there. But the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to build the church, to bring us together to testify about Jesus Christ. And because the Spirit testifies about Jesus, we also testify about Jesus. Now, why is he saying all this? That's where we get into chapter 16. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. Well, what would they go astray from? Why would that happen? They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. So he goes on into talking about more of the Spirit being the counselor. And when we get back into the first section we were talking about, in verse 13, he says, and he will tell you what is yet to come. If we remember how God said that all Scripture is God-breathed. So he's telling his disciples, you will receive truth from the Spirit, and the Spirit will testify about me. So that's a very important thing to remember, because there are a lot of different messages that we receive on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and many of them conflict. So how do we know what is true? How do we know the truth? Through the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, focusing on God and God alone to receive truth. Because if you receive a message from wherever that contradicts what Jesus has said, that is not the Spirit of Truth. As we read into the New Testament, you'll see how Paul says to test the spirits. When you receive a message, test the spirit to know if it's Spirit of Truth or some kind of deceptive spirit to lead you astray. Because Jesus is telling his disciples this so that they will not go astray, keeping focused on Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to receive what is true, what is truth. And so any spirit that speaks contrary to Jesus and Scripture is false. You know, a lot of times in our current culture, we hear all these different messages that try to sway us from biblical authority, from God's purpose for our lives. And we must rely on the Spirit of Truth to discern what is from God, what is from the world, what have we created out of our own minds, or what God has created from the foundation of the earth. And how do we know that? Well, Jesus tells us that the Spirit will remind us of what he has said. So how can he remind you if you don't know to begin with? So we must be in our Scriptures on a daily basis, because the Scripture is where God revealed himself to us. He revealed who he was, revealed his plan, revealed Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the Word became flesh, because Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, because he came to earth and revealed to us his true character, his true nature, his true power, his true authority. And all that is in the Scriptures. So we keep going back and back to God's Word and the Spirit of Truth, who helps us understand that Word. If we were going into 1 Corinthians, when Paul talks about how the Spirit helps us understand the Scriptures, because the Scriptures are spiritually discerned. The wisdom of man is folly. The wisdom of man cannot understand fully what God has said. Now, our wisdom is enough that we can look out into this world and reason, oh, there is a creator. But it is only through God's revelation, his special revelation, that we can actually know who he is, who that creator is, how he loves us, and how he has saved us through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through his plan of salvation, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity. See how all this comes together? Sometimes it can be too much to bear, right? So much information, so many different cultures, and trying to go back into the Scripture and, oh, this is a weird Jewish saying. I don't understand that. This is a weird agricultural thing. I don't know all that. You know, I grew up a city slicker. I don't know farming stuff. I'm learning. We're growing some tomato plants. But when you get into the Scriptures and there's these odd metaphors, you have to say, God, what are you talking about? And that's where the Spirit of Truth comes in and reveals it to you, reveals what God wanted to say. Only when we rely on the Spirit of Truth, not our own wisdom, not our own understanding, but relying on God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, it's interesting how Jesus is speaking to his disciples here. This is late in his ministry, as he is about to go to the cross. And he's telling them, you're about to be in a really bad situation. If they kill you, because they hated me, it's like, whoa, hold up. I didn't see that in the brochure signing up for this. Well, what do you mean, hating me and killing me? But the world doesn't know God. Because they don't know God, they hate God. So when we speak the truth about God, the world will hate us also. That may be a hard pill to swallow, but we know that God is working out salvation history to redeem us, to reconcile us to himself, to redeem the world. And if we skip to the end of the book, we know what that world's going to be. When God comes and takes away all the pain, no more tears, no more pain, the paradise as we are with our Father in heaven. And when you think about that, that's kind of hard to grasp in our mind, right? But in Revelation, he talks about New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. And heaven is us with God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He is bringing heaven here. New heavens, new earth, eternity with our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's the message of truth that we take out to the world. And those who are his sheep will hear his voice and will follow him. Others who have turned their hearts against God, well, they're going to turn against us too. That's when we really lean on God to abide in Jesus, to focus on him when the storms come. Because he is faithful through all generations. As we read earlier, Psalm 100. See, all the scriptures tell about his goodness, his glory, his mercy, his compassion. And Jesus tells us, and you also must testify. We testify about Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to close by flipping over to Ephesians chapter 6. It can be a daunting task sometimes to speak the Spirit of truth to those who will yell at you, to mock you, to say you're crazy for believing some mystical spirit in the sky that you can't even see. How do you go out into a world that hates Jesus and thus hates you because of Jesus? You put on the armor of God, because Jesus tells us to go out and to proclaim. Paul says in Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Because it's not our power. We can't stand against the force of darkness. It's his power. "Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." Keep on praying for all your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are being persecuted. Where we're blessed to be here and able to speak out boldly for Christ, there are those who may lose their lives around the world for preaching that. So pray for the saints. Pray that God will equip you with the armor of God. Pray to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly, acknowledging you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the author of salvation. You are the redeemer. You are the holy, righteous, everlasting God. Lord, we come before you humbly asking that you would give us the strength through your Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us, continually teaching us and enlightening us what you have put down in your Holy Scriptures. Help us to know you better. Help us to understand your will for our lives. Help us to understand the mission of your church, and help us to go out boldly proclaiming Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Father, we praise you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious, and matchless name that we pray. Amen.